Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, the podcast here later on today. This is going to be a big weekend for Christmas decorations. People are going to be putting those up. It's going to be a beautiful day, beautiful weekend.
So. You should see my friend's neighborhood. It's insane. It is so beautiful. They all participated, and a lot of them have those jelly lights. Oh, my gosh. I drove into her neighborhood to drop her off last night, and it was like, oh, my God.
It just put you in a better mood.
Yeah, it does. It was just amazing.
I'm standing outside yesterday. Frog and I are out there. It's dark already. Not one house on my street has any lights whatsoever. Not one.
Oh, that's so sad.
I'll be the first.
Yeah.
If I get them up tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to try my best.
Yeah.
Because I've never been first.
Well, you got to start the trend.
Yeah,
exactly.
I got to get it rolling,
but
man.
But it just does change your mood. I don't know what it is about the lights and all that stuff. But, I love Christmas. So I felt like yesterday when we finally did a Christmas market and all that stuff, I just felt like, yeah, we're in it.
Like the season's officially here. Let's go.
It just started. Yep.
That is cool.
It was fun.
It's a great feeling. All right. Over the weekend, starting, I think, last night at midnight, Wicked hit theaters. Also, that Gladiator movie's out. Gladiator 2, I think it is.
It looks
starts
good.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Not my cup of tea, but I'm sure it's going to do well. They're saying probably $70, $80 million for that one. But Wicked is supposed to do $130 to $150 million.
Whoa.
AMC Theater says... do not even think about singing along with the movie.
Why?
You'll get thrown out, man.
Why would they do that?
They don't want it. Silence
is
golden.
But that's what it's all...
That's their saying. Silence is golden.
But that's what I think it's for, right? Like, sing along.
Issued a warning yesterday.
Really? That's kind of a bummer.
Said, hey, don't do it. Don't show up at the theater and sing along.
Today it is Wicked. And AMC is out with a new warning for fans of the popular musical. You will not be allowed to sing along to Wicked. No singing. The company says, quote, at AMC Theaters, silence is golden. No talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing, no flirting.
No flirting.
Jamie. No flirting. And absolutely no name calling. Enjoy the magic of movies.
That's the announcer.
Oh,
that person's name is Jamie.
Me out.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, yeah, that's weird.
That's from the newscast.
What the hell is going on?
Like, who's got a microphone?
There's a person. Dude, I thought we were hacked or something. Yeah.
There's a person on this set named Jamie.
I did too, Schmidl. It's like it was coming out of nowhere.
Jamie. Like, is that guy from Russia? What's going on?
You know, I don't get this. I'm with Jamie on this one. Jamie. I'm with Jamie on this. I don't get it. You know, because I think that's a part of the movie. It's kind of like, what was that movie that played where you dressed up and you went Rocky Horror or something
Rocky
like that?
Rocky Horror Picture Show, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you would go to that, you would dress up, you'd, you know, play along, you were part of the act. That's what people went for. I think that's what people are going to this for, right?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So that's
kind of strict.
I know. And what are they? Are they really going to kick you out if you're singing?
I mean, if the entire theater's singing, I don't think they can do
like
anything.
Everybody
about
out!
It.
What is Wicked about? Do you have any idea? I have no idea.
It's a prequel to The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Oh. So there's like a good witch and a bad witch, right?
Yeah.
Is Sabrina Carpenter one of those?
Yeah, I don't remember. I think she's the good witch in it.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, not Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, Ariana Grande.
That's who I thought you were talking about.
No.
Yeah. You are no Wicked expert. I guess Andy Cohen last night, he had one of the actresses on and gave away the ending to the movie.
No!
Oh, really?
And watch What Happens Live?
And you know how Wicked fans are? Yeah. They're like Taylor Swift fans?
Yeah.
They're angry. And they are barbecuing him this morning.
Really?
He went on and gave away the ending to the movie. And I think they even took it down off the internet because they don't want it out there prior to the movie because people were so angry last night. Is that what I saw, Spadil? Andy Cohen? Yeah.
He's on Watch What Happens Live. It's on Bravo.
Yeah. He had one of the actresses on, I think it was last night or the night before, and gave away the movie. And they are very upset with him.
Yeah, it looks like they're mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for Googling that. And, you know, backing up BJ for, yep, they're mad.
I think they're mad.
Okay. I don't know what about, but they're mad.
All right. Thank you, Spadil. Yeah. Thank you for your research there, buddy.
Oh, my God.
It's a show, I swear.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is the weekend. The weekend. Oh, the weekend's almost here. I think a lot of people are not going to be working next week, don't you?
It really was irritating because I was in the car with a few girls and they were talking about how they're not working at all next week. I was like, okay.
Just taking the entire week off.
Yep. You know, everybody kind of checks out.
Yep.
So I kind of get it, you know? Yep. Then you come back and you work for what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks or so? And then Christmas.
Yeah.
I know.
So gotta love it.
Let me read a couple of these texts real quick. It says, I support the no singing during Wicked. They can run sing-along showings if they want, and people can do that. But I'll be going to the Alamo Draft House to see it because they actually do throw people out for singing.
See, that's a great idea. If you want to sing along, go to a sing-along.
Special engagement. They also said it's not a prequel, it's a parallel to Dorothy in Oz.
Mm.
So I don't know what that means.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure either. Yeah. I'm not sure. I know it's going to be huge. Yeah,
I mean, the merchandise is everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Collabs with Target.
Right?
All over the place.
It's insane. This is like a blowout movie.
There was something that you and I were talking about off air yesterday, Jamie, and I watched the video this morning of that lady that got arrested for her kid walking.
Can you believe that?
Have you seen the video of her being arrested, the body cam?
I have.
They treated her like she had robbed 15 banks in town and shot somebody.
It was insane.
They went in there and they handcuffed her and they read her her rights and they arrested her. What exactly happened? Now, the kid was what, 11 years old?
I feel like it was 10, but maybe 11.
Okay, somewhere in that neighborhood, right?
Right, right. And so she was somewhere. She was somewhere. And then he was left alone.
Georgia.
No, but I meant she was out.
Doing an errand or something.
Yeah, yeah. And then he decided to walk to a store. And they saw him walking to a store. And they thought it was unsafe. And so they called her and said, you need to get home. He's walking to a store. And she's like, yeah, so. And then they arrested her.
They arrested her for child endangerment.
Yes.
Because her 11-year-old kid walked from the house less than a mile, to a store, and some woman confronted the kid and said, hey, what are you doing out here alone or whatever, and reported it, and that's how the lady gets arrested. Your kid can't walk?
I've never heard of anything like this in my life. But then, so they offered her kind of like a plea deal, and they said, if you agree to put a monitoring device on him, and take like parental classes or something crazy like that, we'll let this all go. And she said, absolutely not. That's agreeing that I did something wrong.
No kidding.
Right. So she has to go to actual trial.
Wow.
Our kids, they walked to school and back at Chatfield from the neighborhood, and it was about a mile.
I mean, that's essentially the same thing.
It's the same thing. Kids walk all the time.
I mean, I hate to say this because my parents were pretty great parents, but even at like 6 years old, we walked up to the little gas station to get a candy bar.
I did that all the time. I'd walk up to King Subers. My dad would be like, here's $5. Yeah. Go, like, leave me alone for 10 minutes.
I walked up. I'm so old. Here I go. I'm so old. I walked up to the little store and put money, 65 cents, in a vending machine, pulled it, and got my mom's cigarette.
Can you imagine trying to go buy cigarettes for your parents today? Oh, okay. My God.
You should have been arrested.
I know, right?
They should have handcuffed you.
My mom would
you.
Just dig for change, and she'd find 65 cents, and she'd be so happy. And she's like, would you go up there and get me some Winston Longs?
Give me a pack of smokes. Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say Pall Malls.
It sure has changed. Yeah, yes. I know things are a little different today, and I know that it's a little bit more dangerous, but a kid can't walk on the sidewalk away from the house. That makes no sense. Now, I understand if the kid was 3.
Right. All right.
Yeah. We get it.
But I was 6.
Yeah. Well, 6 is a little.
It's a little young. But I mean, like, everything. We never locked our doors. We never, you know, people would just walk into our house and say,
it was just a different time.
Bob, yeah. Nance, are you guys home? And they'd open our front door and just come in, you know? You guys home?
When you see a picture of this mom and the kid looks easily old enough to walk.
He looks older than 10 to me.
He does. He's 10 or 11. But yeah, he looks older than that. But he could easily walk to a store or something. And this is in Georgia. Okay, if it were in, like, you know, Massachusetts or somewhere else, I could see where they could probably have a little bit of an argument.
Why Massachusetts?
I'm just saying.
Like, LA, a lot of the southern states being a problem.
Yeah, a lot of the southern states, you could get away with anything.
LA is not southern.
Yeah. But just a massive metropolitan area, I could see it being more of a problem.
See, I don't.
I see
even downtown, I mean, before Denver became what it is now, but, you know, totally pop it outside before, you know, when 16th Street Mall was, like, cool.
I guess to me, the more rural areas are just going to be safer because that's just, those people are just kind of like more community focused.
Everyone knows each other.
And then there's just more dangerous people just out on the street in a metropolitan area.
Although I will tell you, is growing up rural, some of those people without teeth are really whacking it. You're like, that is some weird uncle, okay?
Also, you could get snatched and no one would see it.
Exactly, or anything.
Now, from what I understand, they haven't dropped charges on this lady.
I have no idea.
They're
where
still
it is
prosecuting
now.
Her.
It's so ridiculous.
Well, they released the body cam, I guess, last night or this morning. I'm not sure. I just saw it. But I don't think they've stopped prosecuting
her. I mean, listen, I will admit, my kid on a skateboard, he skateboarded down to the 7-Eleven.
And
he was, you know, 8.
Jamie, I go down to the park with Frog, and there are kids down there all the time without supervision.
Yeah.
And they're anywhere from 10 to 11 years old, all these kids, and there'll be 10 or 15 of them down there.
So this is funny. So my neighbor, they moved away, but I had the best neighbors on the planet. And so my kid would play outside with her kids, right? And then one of the little girls had another friend over. So they all played in the cul-de-sac, right? All of them. And we didn't sit outside with them. They're 7 years old. It's a cul-de-sac. Nobody comes through there except for if you live there, right?
Yep.
And they all play together out there. And one of the moms came to pick up her kid and said she's never allowed there over there again because my friend wasn't sitting outside in a lawn chair watching them.
Really?
Yeah, because her garage door was closed. And her garage door was closed and her front door was closed. And how could you leave those kids out there?
I grew up in a cul-de-sac like my entire life, and we would literally not see our parents from Friday night into Sunday because we were outside playing street hockey in the cul-de-sac the entire time.
Yeah.
And they didn't come check us. No one was watching us.
I mean, you had your windows open usually, and like if you heard a scream, you knew somebody fell off
their
bike.
You know,
and then you would run
out. Someone crying,
I mean, you didn't have like TV and radio going full blast. You could always hear like if somebody, you know, took a catastrophic fall.
Yeah, I kind of get that mom though.
I don't.
With a 7-year-old.
Nope.
I do. Because
there's so many of them out there.
Frog's about to turn 7.
But you don't live in a cul-de-sac. It's
no, I would never let him play in the front yard by himself.
Yeah, but that you
not
live in
being
a different
supervised.
Cul-de-sac's
no
a different mentality.
Yeah, but maybe, but
it
I don't
is.
Live
it
in
really
a cul-de-sac.
Is. Uh-huh. Cul-de-sac is a different lifestyle.
Yeah, okay.
Like, we own that street.
Yeah,
okay?
I mean, I'm not familiar with it, but as far as my street goes, I'd never allow him outside by himself.
Like people came to play in our neighborhood because we had the cul-de-sac.
Yeah. And if we didn't know you, get out of our house. Get out!
Yeah. In our neighborhood, they come to kidnap.
Oh, God.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, obviously.
Right? You got to be on your toes.
Oh, God.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, happy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Just got this text. Oh my God, Jamie. Actually, it says OMG, Jamie. I know you like good documentaries, so you have to watch Three Identical Strangers. It's on Hulu or Disney Plus. It's an unbelievable story. Three Identical Strangers.
Huh.
I wonder what that's about.
I haven't heard of it.
Oh, don't here know. I'm reading it. Identical triplets become separated at birth and adopted by three different families. Years later, their amazing reunion becomes a global sensation.
Ooh.
Oh. They all meet each other? That would be weird to see your identical twin and you didn't know you had one.
Yeah.
God, that's crazy. All right, I'm going to watch it. Thank you for the suggestion. Man, I will tell you what. Carson is fired up.
Yeah.
About Suits.
Woo! Okay. It's huge. Huge. Yeah. Everybody's talking. Well, Carson is.
Yeah.
Not
everybody.
Not anybody talk about it, but Carson.
It's going to be huge. Carson, yeah. It's going to be massive.
Massive, huge. Massive. Yeah, gigantic.
What's going on with Suits?
So Suits LA, which is a spinoff of the original Suits, is coming to NBC February 23rd. And I just found out yesterday, Harvey Specter is reprising his role.
Whoa.
He's coming back.
Whoa. Do you hear that?
Know. I don't know Harvey.
Harvey Specter is like...
Harvey Specter?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yes, February 23rd. Woo. Reprising his role.
Mark it down.
That's a big deal.
Suits LA.
Be great.
Okay.
LA.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Without Megan, she won't be in it.
Oh, she's not in it?
No, she's not in it.
That's what happened?
I don't know.
Well, she wasn't in the... She was like not even in the last season anyway of Suits, so she's not missed that much.
Son of a gun.
She just decided, like, I'm a queen or something?
Well, her and Mike, they got married and they moved away to Canada.
Oh, no.
So they kind of
took themselves
out.
You just gave away the plot because I was going to catch up.
No, yeah. You weren't.
Way to go.
Stop it. You were not.
Oh, my God. He just ruined it. Let's all be mad at Carson right now.
Spoilers.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, I want to tell you something about Black Friday, which I guess it's psychological, you guys. I'm just trying to give you some help about this. It says Black Friday sales trigger emotions, not any kind of logic. In fact, they know for a fact that we buy stuff that is exactly the same price when they put the countdown or they say it's on low stock. We automatically need it or want it.
I agree. Yeah. I think it's somewhat a mental game they play.
I agree with that too.
With us, yeah. You know?
They do it with airline tickets too. Only two seats left.
I hate that.
But I do feel like we're on to them though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, back in the day when Black Friday was a real thing, you know, that everybody rushed out at 4 o'clock in the morning, they really had us then.
I agree. They did.
They did. They had us duped at that point. You'd have fights at the parking lot, and they weren't on sale that much. I mean, maybe a little bit more, but I think we're kind of onto it now because, you know, Amazon's ruined it.
Well, and they used to give out free, like, goodie bags.
Yeah, they had, like, snacks and stuff,
like, Target
too.
Would give you an entire goodie bag of stuff, like, just junk. And then Mervyn's gave out a Joe Montana football that I wanted so bad when I was young, and I got it.
Yeah, they hooked you.
You and your mom at Mervyn's at 3 a.m.
And she dropped me off. You want to talk about being alone? I was sitting in line all by myself. She waited in the van until they opened up.
So she was nice and warm and she made...
Yeah!
That's got to be child abuse now. Now, not then.
She should be arrested.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Your mom wanted the best deals. Put that little boy in the line and I'm sitting in the warm car.
All because I wanted a football.
And everybody knew the store to go to was Mervyn's.
Hey, Mervyn's was awesome.
I don't even know if we had a Mervyn's.
Everybody had them. They went out of business. Yeah.
I don't remember a Mervyn's. Yeah.
They were all over the place. They were almost like Kohl's, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right?
Mervyn's was a place.
I don't remember it.
Remember? Open, 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 open. Yeah. The lady sat outside. That was a commercial. She was waiting for it to open. Open, 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 open.
I don't even remember that.
You don't?
No, I don't. We had a JCPenney.
Yeah.
And I'm trying Sears.
Yeah, Schmidl, okay, and let me speak about that real quick. So I just said to Schmidl about the tree lighting ceremony, because we were in Cherry Creek, myself and my friends, at the market, I think they call it the Kris Kringle Market or something, and I was like, yeah, I couldn't find the Christmas tree, and he's like, it was by the Sears. I was like, what? What Sears? What Sears, Schmidl?
Where it used to be. It used to be at like First and...
There was a Sears in
Cherry
Creek?
Right across from Saks Fifth Avenue, there was a Sears right there.
Are you sure not thinking about the Bed Bath & Beyond?
No,
I
dude,
remember
that's,
that.
That's what it took over. Bed Bath & Beyond took over the Sears building. Sears was there for like, I don't know, like 20, 30 years.
Man.
Yeah.
Sears.
Sears of Cherry Creek. That had to be a big deal.
Oh, bougie.
Woo! Somebody said, wow, Carson, thanks a lot. I've been watching the series and you absolutely ruined it.
See, oh, shut
you.
Up.
That's what they said. People are catching up. You ruined it.
The show's been done for a while.
The Littleton Vasa used to be a Mervyn's.
Huh.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, crazy. I want to remind you, too, that the National Western Complex is kicking off their market, their Christmas market. It starts today and it goes through the 24th, and it looks huge. It's the National Western Stock Show. You know, there. It looks ginormous, and it's only for this weekend.
Okay.
So get out
there. I thought you said through the 24th. Oh, November 24th.
Yes, correct. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant December.
Nope.
Christmas Eve.
I believe it's only this weekend.
It is.
Okay. So, and it looks huge. So get out there. The one in Cherry Creek was super fun. So I'm going to go to this one as well. My trunk is just, I'll post a picture of my trunk.
Is it still loaded up from last night?
Yeah, it is. I bought a puzzle. What was I thinking?
A puzzle?
A puzzle. It's
for
called.
What? What is the puzzle?
It's called Eclectic Puzzles. And what they do is they take artists and their pictures, and then they cut up the puzzle really like janky and weird. And I can't explain it. It's just.
So they're not like regular puzzle
pieces.
No,
they're like artistic puzzle
You're not
pieces.
A puzzle person.
I became a puzzle person last night.
You're not a puzzle person. You don't have the patience. You're like me. I can't put together a puzzle. I don't even want to try.
All right, so guess how much my puzzle was.
Oh, man.
$30?
Higher.
How many pieces?
$50?
Higher.
Ooh. What?
It's art.
$75?
Higher.
What? $150. For a puzzle?
$150.
This is, no way! You call
no
it,
way!
You call it a piece of art.
It's art.
It's a piece of art that's been damaged. It's been cut up. Okay? Keep that in mind. This is a piece of art that's been mutilated. And they want you to go put it back together again.
But wait, there's more.
And they tricked you into $150 for this thing.
So wait, there's more. So it comes with an acrylic frame, right?
Oh, yeah, because a lot of people do that now.
Right. So wait, the acrylic frame is also $150?
What?
But you put the pieces over on the slide part, and then you put it together in the frame, and then you slide the piece of acrylic glass over it, and boom, you've got a beautiful $300 piece of art. Hello?
The frame was $150?
Yeah. It's called Eclectic. E-K-L-E-K-T-I-K. So E-K-L-E-K-T-I-K. Eclectic. Eclectic.
A $300 puzzle.
That will never make it to your wall, ever.
Whoa, that is rude.
Ever.
It's called a puzzled form of art. Hello? You can go to @eclectic.pieces.
Yeah. I'm sure the website's being flooded right now.
It's art!
I can't wait to get my hands
you
on this.
You should see it. It is kind of cool. Will you pull it up, eclectic? It's E-K-L.
Yeah.
E-K-T-I-K. Eclectic.
Jamie, you could probably get this at Hobby Lobby for $25.
No, you can get it at Hobby Lobby because it's art, man.
It's cut up art. Mutilated.
No, it's a, see? And then you slide that thing over and then you put it, it's in a frame and all the pieces are art.
They are pretty.
See?
Yeah.
See?
If you put them together.
I don't know if I'd spend $150 on it, but they're pretty.
Oh, no, I spent $300.
Yeah, because yeah.
Yeah.
Because
of the special frame. The special frame.
The frame.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a racket.
All right. All right. Well, anyway. It's art.
Sounds like a good night of shopping.
The girl that ran the booth, she listens to our show.
So, she did?
Yeah. She goes, are you Jamie? You know, and I said, because I didn't, you know, I was just talking to my friends. And I go, and she goes, I recognize your voice. Well,
then you're obligated. You feel like you're obligated to buy something once they recognize you. No, I get that feeling.
Yeah.
No, you really are, aren't you?
Yeah, I kind of
feel
bad.
I feel that way when I go get a haircut and they recognize who I am, that I feel like I have to tip a lot more.
At or the barber college?
Yeah, or I'm a schmuck if I don't. Right. Because all of a sudden you're BJ, you know, and it's like... Crap. I gotta give him $5.
Michelle bought one too.
Really?
Yeah, so that was a good night for her, that girl. Yeah. And the girl in the booth.
Yeah, the girl in the booth. I could just picture her leaving her house with all these puzzles and frames and everything. Put them. You think anybody will buy one of these? And then Jamie comes along.
What?
And Michelle.
What? It's cool. They're cool. Oh, now we sound like Powerball Pete?
No, it's just, I can't believe you spent $300 on this.
Why? Don't make me
That's
have regrets.
Crazy.
It's art. With a frame.
All right, okay. Who am I?
Yeah, okay.
Who am I to question
Maybe you like to go to Pier 1 and have all your pieces of Mickey Mouse crap look the same.
Right. But my stuff is eclectic. I have no problem with $300 on number three running at the racetrack.
Exactly. And not only that, I believe some of your Mickey Mouse crap has cost like $1,000.
Yeah, probably. I just don't know.
Just got you on that.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. How much do you think you have in Mickey Mouse in Disney crap in your house?
Didn't you guys buy that crazy like trans rail system thing? And it was like $1,000.
The monorail?
Yeah, the monorail.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, we did. You bought
the Disney monorail? I can't believe you would spend that much money on Disney monorail.
I didn't spend it, Jamie.
It came out of your credit
card.
Yeah,
it did. Probably.
Daddy BJ.
Maybe.
Daddy BJ.
Who knows?
All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
I have a check. Don't know for sure. Can't prove it.
Oh,
all right,
God.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. The weekend almost here.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.